legislature back on August 5th and signed by GOP Governor Eric Holcomb. The number of Americans filing for jobless benefits rose slightly last week. That's despite the Federal Reserve's year-long battle against inflation that is intended to cool the economy and the tight labor market. Applications for unemployment benefits for the week ending September 17th rose to 213,000. This is SRN News.
From Kingstone Studios.
That right.
We are sitting on the pinnacle of the unemployment problem in the nation.
I got 45 signatures against this proposal. Let's stop this!
It's like the grapes of wrath.
Now they want to purchase a motel and turn it into a shelter for homeless families.
That's what we're supposed to do.
You need some help, Tony. Let me get you into a place.
Slim, I ain't playing with you, man. You don't have to listen to the screams.
We realize our homeless feeding and drug rehabilitation programs don't always match eye to eye with the dreams of the city planners.
By far, the nicest thing anybody, black or white, ever done to me.
Pre-order it today at SalemNow.com.
Welcome to hope.
Watch the movie on demand or buy the DVD this Friday at SalemNow.com. That's SalemNow.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
The new ride plus $50,000 cash giveaway is going on right now at Victory Land Casino and Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Must be 21 or older, must be present to win.
Rich Thomas Weather.
The end of summer is just a few hours away, with fall officially beginning at 8:04 p.m. tonight. Get ready for a hot day today, though. I've got the high temperature around 97, heat index above 100. Mostly sunny today. Rain chances are, you know, low at 10%, but you could still see a stray shower. Low temperature tonight in the upper 60s to around 70. And then for tomorrow, look for a high temperature noticeably cooler in the upper 80s with lower humidity. And the same thing on Saturday as well. Plenty of sunshine, still dry. Then on Sunday, with a high in the lower 90s, look for the rain chances to be spotty in the afternoon and evening hours, but another front moves through, high in the low 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
For Alabama News Network, I'm Janae Wright. Police say a relative discovered a 2-year-old boy found dead inside a car at a kid's campus in Blount County Tuesday. Temperatures were around 90 degrees at the time. It wasn't clear exactly how long the boy had been inside the vehicle, but police say it may have been an extended time throughout the day. The Alabama Department of Corrections says an escaped inmate has been recaptured. Richard Mordecai was recaptured Wednesday morning by Alexander City Police. He escaped Saturday morning. Mordecai is being held on a 15-year sentence for burglary in Pickens County. He was sentenced in March of 2021. For retired Alabamians and those on a fixed income, inflation and rising costs has been a big impact on life. Wednesday, a meeting of retired state employees took place to hear their concerns. Governor Ivey was the keynote speaker at the 42nd annual meeting of the Alabama Retired State Employees Association. The biggest concern with retirees was health care and the rising cost of goods. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Janae Wright.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Waiting was such a mistake. That's one of the things we hear most after we've successfully treated one of our patients for erectile dysfunction. At Montgomery Men's Health, we want you to know first and foremost that waiting is a mistake. Because the longer you wait, the more difficult it can be to treat your ED. Using what you've got is important, not just for your relationship, but for your overall health. There's some truth to the phrase, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. At Montgomery Men's Health, we'll fight for your ability to consistently perform without the anxiety that so many men experience. In fact, you might even find you're performing like you haven't in a long time. We only treat ED and low T at Montgomery Men's Health, and we've successfully treated many men with protocols that are effective in nearly 90% of cases. We also have the full complement of treatments, including acoustic wave therapy, so you get the one that works best for you. So don't wait. Make an appointment. For just $99, you'll get a medical consultation, blood work, and if medically advised, a test dose. Call today, 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663, or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. You are listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. Coming at you live from Radio Row at the FAIR event, the Federation for American Immigration Reform. This is my first year. It's so much fun. I've got Ira Melmoth. Did I say that right? Joining me now, Ira, is you're the spokesman for FAIR.
I talk for them.
You talk for them? That's fantastic. Well, this event is phenomenal. How long have you been with FAIR? Oh, just a minute or two.
Yeah.
Just a minute or two.
Yeah.
All right. Try this again. Here, talk for just a second.
Okay. This is Ira Roman. I'm the media director for FAIR, the Federation.
There you go. Okay. Sorry about that. All right. So, Ira here with me. Big day, just talking about immigration, what this Biden administration has been doing and, or more accurately, not doing, not securing our border, and the impacts it's having all around the nation.
No, I think this is a case of what they are doing. This is not neglect. This is not, you know, malfeasance on their part. This is a deliberate policy.
That's what my producer says.
Yeah. They came to office with the objective of wrecking our immigration policy, wrecking border enforcement. And ironically, it is the one policy area where they've actually succeeded in their objectives to the great detriment of the American public. But they are succeeding beyond any expectation. You know, if you look what happened over the past few years, in 2019, there were about 400,000 Border Patrol encounters with people crossing the border illegally. This year, which is the fiscal year, which is ending, in about 10 days or so, we're going to have 2.3 million. That is a fivefold increase. That doesn't happen just because you're bad at your job. That happens because you deliberately sabotaged all the enforcement mechanisms, and that's what we're living with.
We played a clip of last week of, I think it was the vice president saying that their amnesty, that the solution to this immigration crisis is amnesty. Wait, you weren't supposed to say that part out loud. I mean, we know that's what you guys want. Make all of these individuals voters, have them just act as if there's was never a line between legal and illegal immigration, and paint us as conservatives who like the rule of law, who want the rule of law followed at our border, paint us as the bad guys.
Yeah, well, first of all, the obvious follow-up question that Chuck Todd did not ask is, okay, Madam Vice President, how will granting amnesty to millions of people who are already here control the border?
Yeah.
There was no follow-up. I mean, he was kind of taken aback by her statement that the border is secure. Even Chuck Todd wasn't buying that. But, the obvious follow-up question was, can you explain to me how granting amnesty to 15 million people who are in the country illegally is somehow going to stop more people from coming across the border? In fact, it'll encourage more people to come across
the
border.
The absolute opposite. I mean, that was a siren's call. Can you imagine being one of these human traffickers going, listen, this is what they're going to do. They're just going to give you amnesty.
Right. Yeah, and if you're going to give it to the people who are here now, you're going to have to give it to the people who come next week and the next year and the
right.
year after.
Where's our cutoff line? At some point, you still have to secure the border. Or else.
Right. And securing the border is the last thing they want to do. I think what they're trying to do is create facts on the ground. They understand that once people get into the United States, it is almost impossible to remove them. It is a long procedure. You just don't have the resources to go out and find and remove people, go through the judicial process. And so what they're doing is essentially saying that, you know, they're here. There's nothing you can do about it. And so we have to grant them amnesty. We don't have to grant them amnesty. What we have to do is hold this administration accountable. Hopefully Congress next year will start putting some pressure on them to control that border, because the American public really doesn't want this.
No, they absolutely don't. What are your thoughts on Ron DeSantis sending migrants to Martha's Vineyard and the absolute freak out that the media, the liberal media had, and the people there who say claim they want a sanctuary city?
It is a brilliant move on his part. This is great political theater. And you know, it really is political theater because the governors don't have any authority to remove people themselves. But, you know, what they have been doing is just drawing attention to this and drawing attention to the hypocrisy of people in places like in Martha's Vineyard or in New York City or Chicago or here in D.C.
The D.C. Yeah. ones, we play clips from them all the time.
My favorite thing was Governor Abbott, you know, a few days after Vice President Harris said the border is secure, he sent a bus of migrants who had just crossed the border right to her home.
Her home. And that's where we had the interview where the person said, no, I walked right on across.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, I even saw that they asked, why did you come now? Because this administration is saying it's okay to come.
Yep.
So this is great political theater. It exposes the hypocrisy. You know, Martha's Vineyard, the typical home costs $1.3 million. It's occupied 2 months a year in the summer. And they're claiming they don't have the resources.
Like Del Rio, Texas does. They don't have we're not a border town. We're not prepared for this. What magical powers do they think these border towns have that make them ready and prepared for this?
Right. Who is? And that's exactly, even Mayor Eric Adams in New York City, a city of 8 million people. You know, he is complaining about the fact that one day's worth of people coming across the border being sent to his city is somehow going to collapse the social safety net. Look, I mean, the reality of sanctuary cities, they're all wonderful until people start showing up.
Well, and I think that's, DeSantis has shown that even the media can't lie with a straight face when they're faced with the reality of these individuals. And then the freak out, the, you know, mayor here in D.C., they're saying, oh, we had an emergency. The federal government won't do anything to help us. Well, you don't say.
Yeah, you go right down Pennsylvania Avenue, knock on that the door of the big White House there and ask Mr. Biden to stop this. That's what you need to do. They're, you know, it's funny that they were not complaining when it was the federal government who was flying people in the dead of night. You know, you mentioned New York City. There have been flights into Westchester County, which is just outside of New York City, going on for months and months. 2 o'clock in the morning, they're landing. You never heard Eric Adams or Bill de Blasio complain about that, even though most of them were winding up in the New York City area. It just, you know, it exposes the hypocrisy of the sanctuary jurisdictions. It points to the fact that the federal government is affirmatively refusing to do its job. Anyway, I could not think of better political theater than what they've done.
I think it's genius. I think they need more of it. I think they need, you take a list of every sanctuary city, every neighborhood where you're going to drive around and see that all are welcome here. And you put them there. Right. You send them there because you are saying you want them. You are saying you want these elected officials who support these policies or lack of policies. And let's right. see what you do.
Yeah, I'm often tempted when I see the size people have in their yards. No human being is illegal.
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to go and sit down in your living room. Let's see. Yeah, no human being is illegal, but you can be illegally present someplace.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, I live right outside, not in the neighborhood. I'm not that wealthy. I'm right outside in the neighborhood. Million-dollar houses. And those signs are everywhere. Yet, our city, and so I live in Birmingham, our show is in Montgomery, and yet our city has terrible education, terrible crime, you know, all of the things that Democrats say they want to fix, and yet they continue welcoming more and more people in when we're not providing the basic services as Americans that we could and should do.
Right, and that's the whole purpose of immigration laws. It's not because we want to be mean and keep people out.
Absolutely.
It is because we recognize that when you bring people to this country, you have children who need education. You have human beings who need health care. You have people who need a place to live. All of these things cost a lot of money. We don't have the resources to do that for everyone. That is the reason for immigration. It's why every nation on earth has immigration laws.
Well, it's so obvious. It's incredibly obvious. And I wrote a piece a couple of years ago about that, about you know, it's not that we are heartless monsters. I don't see these individuals and say and hate them.
No.
I just know that there are individuals. You walk around the streets of D.C. and you see it. There is homelessness of American veterans and American children.
You can empathize with people while still maintaining some connection to reality.
Yeah.
You know, I empathize with people who are living in places like Venezuela or Haiti that want to get out of those places. But It just simply isn't realistic to take everybody in the world who is unhappy with where they live and bring them to the United States. I mean, we could help them develop their countries, but primarily the responsibility is the people in those countries. They finally have to say, you know, we're tired of the kind of corruption and crime and all this other stuff that's been going on that's driving down living conditions for everybody. And we have to make changes. And we've seen that happen.
Yeah.
You know, South Africa, for instance, it changed from within. Finally, people said, enough.
Yep.
Eastern Europe, throwing off the communist bloc there. You know, Lech Walesa finally said, we've had enough of this. And they did it.
Yep.
Absolutely. And that has to happen in other countries as well.
Well, and it is one of those situations where what we truly need is, I want this press to continue. I want this outrage to continue. This not in my backyard. Don't bring them here. What do you mean you're bringing them to Martha's Vineyard? What do you mean you're dumping them? And again, there is a human element. We're transporting them, moving them. And these are real people, and I get that. But this is what needs to happen. We need this reality check of what's happening in our border states and in cities all across the nation.
Right. You know, everybody's hands are dirty here. You know, these are people who entrusted their lives to smugglers. You know, unfortunately, many of them never made it to the border. You know, there are people who die along the way. There are women who are sexually abused along the way. You know, they do have to take some responsibility. But yes, these are human beings. They shouldn't be used as political pawns, but they are already.
Yeah, they're political pawns when the minute Biden administration or any other administration signals we're not going to follow the law.
Yeah, they have been made political pawns by this administration. It is unfortunate. But, you know, it is the administration that can stop it. They can say at any point, this is over. We're not going to let you in anymore.
Yep, absolutely. All right. Well, Ira, tell everybody where they can find more information about FAIR.
They can go to our website, which is fairus.org. That's FAIRUS.org, fairus.org.
You're fantastic. We're going to have to do this again.
Anytime.
All right. Thank you so much. You are listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. Back in just a moment. Stay tuned.
This is Coach Tommy Tuberville, and you're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store, available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, are we trimming the same as usual?
Yeah.
How's your baby girl doing?
She's great, but with three kids, we really need more space.
You should check out Guardian Credit Union. We got a home equity line of credit from Guardian to finish our basement. They have low rates and a great team that's easy to work with.
Really?
Yeah, my mom got a Guardian home loan to buy her house. They refinanced, too.
Thanks. I'll check them out.
Connect with Guardian for all your lending needs.
Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
In today's world, you need to know how to defend yourself and family. You need to go to Montgomery Indoor Shooting Complex on Carmichael Parkway. Qualified instructors will be glad to answer any question or set up target lessons. You can bring your own firearm for target practice or rent from a wide variety from Montgomery Indoor Shooting Complex. Enjoy the state-of-the-art air-conditioned shooting range. Your firearm will not help you if you don't know how to use it. Open 7 days a week. Check them out on the web right now at MontgomeryIndoorShooting.com.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
My own board and produce my own show.
I'm trying to get your attention.
All right, take two.
I can only jump so high over here.
Now, we were just, that was just practice. That was a practice introduction.
Okay.
You can, so I was telling the congressman that I worked for Congressman Paul Gosar. Well, I worked for Jennifer Dunn first, and then Catherine Harris, and then Paul Gosar from Arizona. And it's a little bit of a hill rat myself. I've been doing radio for about a year. And sometimes comedy ensues, like I forget to unmute myself. So you're seeing the effects of the Biden border crisis firsthand. You're living this in Arizona.
Yeah, we are. So we lead the nation in gotaways, both known and unknown, which means that we also lead the nation in fentanyl and other drug crossings. The terrorists that are coming across, many of them coming across the Tucson sector, and then the U.S. sector, you're getting 1,000 people a day that are surrendering, and we go back and forth between Del Rio and Rio Grande Valley as to which one has the most surrenders in a day. So yeah, we see it firsthand.
Absolutely wild. And these are individuals. I was just talking to Ira here about these are individuals who they stay or they don't go far. So at least initially. So we're seeing that they really impact the communities there.
Yeah. So here's a way to think of it. So in Yuma, I'll talk about those 1,000 to 1,500 a day, whatever it is. 10% of them or so will be sent home.
Okay.
The other 90% will go elsewhere in the United States. But in the community of Yuma, so many come up and maybe haven't surrendered or whatnot. They'll show up at the Yuma Regional Hospital. They're averaging between 10 and 11. I don't know if you can say between 10 or 11 illegal aliens coming into their emergency room every day.
Wow.
They're also getting 4 to 5 women coming into the maternity ward illegally in the country every day. The cost has been for the first 6 months of the year over $20 million uncompensated.
And just healthcare expenses.
In Yuma Regional Hospital.
Wow. Is Yuma in your district?
No.
Okay, so because I was in Paul Gosar's district.
Yeah.
When I was with him, but
it's kind of split right now. It's still part Grijalva, part Paul Gosar.
Okay. Dates and lettuce.
I've been... A lot of greens.
A lot of farming there. Well, so you guys win back the House. This is the fingers crossed what the plan is. What do you think Congress can do? What do you think y'all do to stop the bleed with what's happening at the border?
Yeah, so if you go to biggs.house.gov, you can get my America First plan. And we're going to have leverage points.
America First contract. I see this.
Yeah, yeah. There'll be some leverage. I talk about leverage points. And you use those leverage points. And we've got one right now. It's more in the Senate now because the House has the votes. But there's a spending bill that's floated out there. You use that spending bill as leverage to say, we're not going to support this. We will not allow this. We can't stop it in the House right now, but the Senate can stop it unless there's something on the border, unless you start bringing the border back in. Maybe it's actual enforcement of the Remain in Mexico policy. Maybe it's you revamping the Flores decision. Maybe it's you tell Mayorkas that he actually has to enforce the law.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Why would we do that?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, the border could be fixed pretty quickly if this administration wanted to do so.
Yeah. So this is not and Sky is my producer. I'm looking at him over here. Sky says this is intentional. They have made very clear their mission, which is to attract as many people as they can right now, and then grant them amnesty. And some, although they've had the majority, and they haven't done so. So it's a very weird, political trick they're doing here.
Yeah.
Thankfully, by the way, that they haven't.
Yeah. They haven't really pushed forward with the amnesty because they have too many districts that are swing districts where the amnesty would just submarine their candidate. Although they have, believe me, I serve in judiciary and oversight. They've talked about it. They want amnesty.
Right.
And then they would have to deal with the Senate as well. So, I mean, you actually saw Kamala Harris last weekend say, hey, yeah, we should be doing amnesty instead of securing the border.
Yeah, the solution is amnesty. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Can you say that out loud?
It's absolutely so nutty because when you grant amnesty, every time you even talk about amnesty, you see a skyrocket of the number of illegal aliens. Now, that'd be remarkable today, but that's what you see.
Sirens call.
Yes.
Get here before we do this, because everybody here is going to be included in this package. And we'll go from there. Let me ask you, so we know that coming across this border, we've got terrorists, we've got drug runners, we've got gun runners, we've got human traffickers. You talk about the promises and the actions, how do we address what's already happening in our communities? We've got opioid fentanyl coming in. What can we do about what's here now?
Well, so you're going to have to actually do everything from prosecute these people, which the Attorney General's, U.S. Attorney General's, Merrick Garland and his team of state guys are not doing. So you need your local states to prosecute. You need your local jurisdictions to prosecute. And I'm talking about including the kids who are actually smuggling these humans and drugs. Because what's happened now on social media, Snapchat, TikTok, WhatsApp, the cartels will recruit drivers. They'll recruit them from the suburbs of the Phoenix metro area, suburbs of Tucson. They'll say, meet at this place, this mile marker at 4:30. First car there can get $1,500 a head to transport.
What?
Yeah, and so you'll see 13, 14-year-old kids drive, steal their parents' car, drive on down, load the car up, and they'll drive up on a high speed to Phoenix and drop them off at a stash house. That's what you see. So you have to do that. Then we know who a lot of these cartel guys are. You have to get their faces out there, make it known, and go forward. The other thing that would be incredibly helpful, in my opinion, is that the federal government provided not the grants to federalize, which is what we're going to be voting on in just a few minutes, but to provide grants because the federal government is not enforcing the law, to local law enforcement to do it. And then the bottom line, we get back to our original thing. If you want to solve this problem, the first thing you do is you just tell Border Patrol and ICE, we're with you, enforce the law.
Yeah.
And the way to do that, you start defunding a lot of what President Biden wants. You start defunding his EPAs, his OSHAs, all of that stuff. You start defunding that stuff and make him shut the government down until you get enforcement. It takes courage. It takes willpower, and I just hope that my colleagues have it.
Well, we saw, Gosar came in with Big Tea Party class, Tea Party that kind of, they made the Freedom Caucus. When we take back the House, do you think Freedom Caucus gets stronger, louder,
I think so. We've got a good group of freshmen that are Freedom Caucus freshmen who they should win. We think they're going to win. And when they come in, that will give us more in number, more in strength, more enthusiasm, even more conservative. And that, and depending on the size of our majority, that gives us also leverage.
Yeah, I'm really hopeful. Yeah. I'm really hopeful that that this administration and all of their many failures, from whether energy to inflation to immigration, that what we see is that same passion fueled by people calling on their representatives to say do more, do better. Even in a Republican state, in Alabama, we've got all but one delegation. We've got one all but Terry Sewell as conservatives, but we need them to stand with the Freedom Caucus.
Absolutely right. And we need to recognize, I hope my colleagues recognize, that we're in an existential cross point, not just on immigration, but on every issue. Every institution is controlled by the left today. But the first indicia of national disintegration, scholars agree, the first indication of any kind of national disintegration is if you lose your territorial integrity. In other words, you lose your border. And we're losing our border. And right now, the cartels control our border. You can't talk to a Border Patrol agent. Most of them will go off the record because they don't want to get in trouble. But they'll tell you, we have no control over this border.
That's wild. It's absolutely wild. Well, thank you so much for your time.
April,
I really
good to see
appreciate
you.
It.
Yeah.
So this was Congressman Andy Biggs. You can go to biggs.house.gov. On the top right is that America First contract he mentioned. So do check that out. We're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, more of what's going on here at FAIR and talking immigration issues. Back in just a second.
Great. Thanks.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hey, this is Todd with River Region Contracting. Most people know us as a premier roofing company with satisfied customers all over the state of Alabama. What you might not know is we also install seamless gutters. Seamless gutters are more affordable than you think. We have competitive pricing and colors to match your home. If you are in the market for seamless gutters, call us to set up an appointment for a free estimate today at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Waiting was such a mistake. That's one of the things we hear most after we've successfully treated one of our patients for erectile dysfunction. At Montgomery Men's Health, we want you to know first and foremost that waiting is a mistake, because the longer you wait, the more difficult it can be to treat your ED. Using what you've got is important, not just for your relationship, but for your overall health. There's some truth to the phrase, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. At Montgomery Men's Health, we'll fight for your ability to consistently perform without the anxiety that so many men experience. In fact, you might even find you're performing like you haven't in a long time. We only treat ED and low T at Montgomery Men's Health, and we've successfully treated many men with protocols that are effective in nearly 90% of cases. We also have the full complement of treatments, including acoustic wave therapy, so you get the one that works best for you. So don't wait. Make an appointment. For just $99, you'll get a medical consultation, blood work, and if medically advised, a test dose. Call today, 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663, or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Cuneo, CEO of Lexicon. So you went to law school, passed the bar, and joined a firm, or even built your own. Now, are you finding out that you went through all that just to wind up doing more administrative work than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal software and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more. So you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Lexicon allows you to manage your entire practice from anywhere on one comprehensive platform. Retaining clients and managing cases is what you do, but Lexicon makes it easy to manage them in one place. Increase efficiencies, bill more hours, and focus on doing what you do best, practicing law. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more. Sign up before Labor Day to receive free implementation and training. lexiconservices.com/go.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
The end of summer is just a few hours away, with fall officially beginning at 8:04 p.m. tonight. Get ready for a hot day today, though. I've got the high temperature around 97, heat index above 100. Mostly sunny today. Rain chances are, you know, low at 10%, but you could still see a stray shower. Low temperature tonight in the upper 60s to around 70. And then for tomorrow, look for a high temperature noticeably cooler in the upper 80s with lower humidity. And the same thing on Saturday as well. Plenty of sunshine, still dry. Then on Sunday, with a high in the lower 90s, look for the rain chances to be spotty in the afternoon and evening hours, but another front moves through, high in the low 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From our dealership to your driveway with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker, rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
She is. April Marie.
Live from the Radio Row at the Fair Conference, the Federation for American Immigration Reform. This is my first year here, and I am joined by two wonderful ranchers to tell us about their story and their experiences in Arizona. Tell our listeners a little bit about your family.
I'm fourth generation. My great-grandparents homesteaded in 1896. We ranch beef cattle, have 10 and a half miles of the border, about 16,000 acres.
All right. And you, how long have you lived there?
Well, I was born and raised, but we lived in Phoenix for a little while after we first got married 45 years ago.
A little bit. So you've been on the ranch a while.
Right.
Tell us a little about your personal experience. You were able to show me some photos of the illegals using your property,
right,
your own property to cross into the country. What is your experience with the numbers flowing through and how that's changed in the last 2.5 years?
Well, in the last 30 years, Border Patrol has caught 500,000 illegals on our ranch.
How many?
500,000.
On your ranch?
Just on our ranch.
Holy cow. I'm looking at my producer. Can you imagine?
Incredible.
That's wild. That is a lot.
I wonder how many they didn't catch.
It's unbelievable.
So do you just know the Border Patrol by name? Do they just come by?
Pretty much.
They just come by, do daily sweeps there?
We depend on Border Patrol. I'm proud of them. They're taking a beating right now from this administration.
Oh, yeah. They never did take back the whips comment.
That was
just demoralizing.
It is. We have a great sheriff in our county, Mark Daniels, Cochise County.
Yeah.
over the years, we've had big groups, smaller groups, but you know, we've the record on the ranch for a group is 96 people in one group. And
so what does it take for them to get to your property? Like, have they, is there a well-worn path now where they just,
yeah, there's paths that are, you know, little dirt where the dirt's just worn down.
The trail.
Wow. Where they just, you know, trekked through. One reason they cross our ranch is it's only, you know, between 3 to 4 miles from the border to the highway. And so it's easy for them to get to the highway to get picked up by their ride.
So they just make the plans and they cut through. Do y'all have a way to secure your own? Are you allowed to do that?
Well, we take care of ourselves.
Yeah.
Up until 2005, the border, there was a 7-strand barbed wire fence.
Okay.
That was it. And there was a road on both sides. On our side, the Roosevelt easement, 60 feet, federal property. And it was a good idea that 60 feet was for federal agencies to access the border without impeding private property rights.
Okay.
Good idea.
Okay.
And that's the road Border Patrol patrols.
Gotcha.
In 2005, we started getting wire mesh, 10 feet tall fences, I-beam posts. Then they went up to 13 feet mesh fence. And in 2017, Obama built an 18-foot Ballard fence, square tubing, full of concrete, 18 feet tall.
And now what, dare I ask?
Now we got Trump's wall, 30 feet tall. And our whole ranch has got a wall. Cochise County has 52 miles of Trump's wall in it.
So how are they still coming through?
Well,
they climb
with
it.
They do.
They climb it.
31-foot ladder.
Yeah. Or they go through the floodgates that are open, or they cut the ballards and just, you know, move them out of the way. And
so how has this impacted through your quality of life?
We hate to say we're numb to it now after, well, we've been dealing with it a little over 30 years, but we're careful of what we do, and we have good relation with Border Patrol and our sheriff, but we're on our own, and we don't confront anybody. We call law enforcement, and that's what happens. But I spend 50% of my time fixing stuff that the illegals tear up. I got 19 miles of water lines. We got 100 miles of fence around the ranch. And that's all I do.
Wow.
And I can't keep my cows where I want to keep my cows. We're still surviving. We're doing okay.
What would your message be to this administration if you were to be able to say to them what the impact has been of their, you know, active encouragement of people to come over?
Number one is quit lying to the American people.
The border's closed, sir.
Yeah, I know.
Do you see that every day?
Yeah. Well, and people know that it isn't.
Absolutely. Well, you can see it.
And, you know, quit ignoring the problem,
mm-hmm,
and enforce the immigration laws we have on the books.
All right.
And
is
everybody's,
that simple?
Yeah. That, you know, the Democrats and some Republicans say they're broken. No, they're just never enforced except for Donald Trump.
Yeah. And I think that's, I'm watching governors, DeSantis, Governor Abbott. I feel strongly Carrie Lake is going to be one of those governors, right, who turns this problem on its ear.
You bet.
Yeah. We hope so.
You know, Ducey's done a little bit.
I feel like Carrie Lake's going to be pretty, a little pistol.
Right. I agree. But, when you ask that question, it should be simple that just come get the facts.
Yeah.
But we can't get anybody from Washington to go to the border to show it.
Well, Kamala has she's got like some kind of force field around her where she has a complete inability to do that.
I know.
Yes.
Or so it seems.
That's her mental capacity.
Well, I was able to look you up and find a whole bunch of stories about you and your property and what's going on. Where can our listeners go if they want to read more about what's happened with your family?
Well, if you Google Arizona rancher John Ladd, it will he'll pop up in a lot of stories, a lot of interviews.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate y'all taking the time to come and talk with us.
Can I explain one thing?
Sure, absolutely.
That with this administration, the first thing that they did was they took about 2/3 of our agents at the Bryan Terry station and sent them to Tucson to process the illegals that they're catching in Yuma, which is about 1,000 a day. So we're shorthanded on the border. So that's why they can climb, cut, and go through the floodgates on our border. We've always been in favor of a wall.
Mm-hmm.
And when you don't have boots on the ground to be able to get there, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
But it's a deliberate act from this administration to open the border.
Absolutely believe it. Well, thank you so much. So we had John Ladd and Joe Beth.
Yes.
There you go. Got it.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it.
A pleasure.
We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, Bridget Gabriel will be joining us. She is a terrorism expert. It is not just those seeking refuge. There are people coming into our border who have every intention of harming us. Back in a second.
This is Coach Tommy Tuberville, and you're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Okay, let's see if we can catch that fish.
You got him, Dad.
You're living a good life. Don't let COVID change that. If you're 50 or older and get COVID, you're twice as likely to end up in the hospital. Your risk is even higher if you have a condition like lung disease. The sooner you get your updated COVID vaccine, the sooner you'll increase your protection.
Find updated vaccines at vaccines.gov.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Afternoon, everyone. April Marie Fogle here. Sky, stop looking at me like you're just so proud I can figure out my own buttons over here.
It's very entertaining today to watch you run your little board there in D.C.
You just stop. So we are coming at you.
A lot of things to remember, you know.
from Radio Row here at the Federation for American Immigration Reform Radio Row. And I thought I was exhausted, but our next guest had over 40 interviews lined up in 2 days.
Yeah.
How do you have a voice?
Oh, it's tiring.
Well, you bring a specialty and a perspective to this topic that's different from some of the other guests we've had. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm very passionate about the immigration issue. Obviously, we are here. I told their feet to the fire. And I'm very passionate about national security. You see, I was born and raised in Lebanon. And my 9/11 happened to me in 1975 when radical Islamic terrorists blew up my home, burning it down, burying me under the rubble wounded. I ended up in a hospital for 2.5 months and later ended up living in a bomb shelter, in an 8x10 bomb shelter underground for 7 years of my life, from the age of 10 till the age of 17, robbed of my youth. So I understand what happens when people turn a blind eye to evil, thinking, oh, it's not going to happen to me. That's, you know, over there, somebody else is going to take care of it. So I came to the United States. I ended up moving to Israel, becoming a news anchor for World News in 1984, working in Israel. And from there, I came to the United States as a legal immigrant.
And we have spent a lot of time differentiating. Nobody here is against legal immigration. We need legal immigration. Right. It's important. It's part of who we are as a nation. As the fabric of the nation is legal immigration.
So when you hear legal immigrants like me, if there is one issue that sets our hair on fire, it's the criminals breaking our rule of law and coming into our country. You see, when I became an American, the right way to do it, like the millions who came to America before me, you know, some people came on the Mayflower. People like me, first generation, came on the TWA. You're probably too young to even remember the TWA. But I came here and, you know, did it the right way. You go, you knock on the door of the American embassy, you say, may I come into your home? Would you grant me a visa to come to your country? And then they give you a visa. And then, you know, I paid for my airline ticket to come here. I paid to do all the medical work that I had to do. Most people don't realize 30 years ago, I had to go take tests to make sure I'm not bringing tuberculosis into the country. I'm not bringing leprosy into the country. And I hate funerals, by the way. But I had to do it because that's a part of the price you pay in order for you to qualify to become an American citizen. And after I got my green card, and you know, there's about a 4 to 5 year time between the time you get your green card to become an American citizen, I had to study a 2-inch thick book written by the Daughters of the American Revolution about America's history, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our judicial process, etc. And I had to take an exam in English and pass both written as well as a verbal exam about all that stuff in order for me to become an American. So you can understand people like me who went through that process, how passionate we are about stopping this insanity happening at the border. We did it the right way. And now our government wants to grant all these criminals who broke the law to come here amnesty, laying the red carpet out for them. And that's why we have a petition on our website, actforamerica.org, a petition titled Stop the Invasion. It has been signed by 3.4 million people as of now. Go to actforamerica.org, click on Stop the Invasion, and sign that petition.
And this, one of the things that you speak about, now you've got books as well. Let's go, let's start there. What is your most recent book?
My most recent book is titled Rise, In Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. Because our values are under attack. The foundation of this country is under attack. Look, America was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. Western civilization was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. That's why we are open-minded and we are fair and we are tolerant and do unto others what you want others to do unto you. You know, in the modern world, we call it, you know, any parent, even if they are atheists, they tell their son, Johnny, treat others the way you want to be treated.
That's the golden rule.
That's the golden rule. They don't understand that this is based in our Judeo-Christian value system. And now we are under attack. We are under attack from outside and from within. We have forces within our own country, the socialist, Marxist, communists, who are rising to destroy our country. And we need to stand up and be counted.
So you're, couldn't agree more. I'm gonna just sit here and let you talk for the next 20 minutes. No, this is amazing. I think that people really need to understand the perspective of those who came here legally. I have a girlfriend who came here, met her husband, became a citizen, and I helped her with that test. She taught how to do the test. And the ceremony was just a beautiful, a beautiful experience, just tears all around the room, welcoming in new Americans.
Right.
And these, as you said, these are people who did everything by the book. And
right.
So often we...
And stay out of trouble.
And stay out of trouble.
You cannot break the law. You have to be an outstanding citizen. It's not just passing the test. Yep. You have to not get in trouble to prove that you are a good citizen, to prove that you are worthy of us gambling on you as a nation to say, okay, we're going to give you the citizenship.
Yep.
And you're going to be a law-abiding citizen. And right now what we're doing is we are welcoming criminals. If you are a criminal coming to the country, you are treated like better than an American citizen. You will even have a lawyer representing your rights, you know, yep. if you feel, you know, you were not treated well as you come into the country. That's the problem. And I'm going to share some information with you here that is mind-boggling. Okay, now, under Biden, in the last 20 months, the single adults, you know, we have people telling you, oh, it's family units coming through the border. It's all these wonderful people. You know, you would think a mother and mommy and a daddy with the two little babies wanting a better future. That's not the case. The majority of those coming into the country are single adults. In the last 20 months, we have had 2,436,082 people, single adults, who came into the country. Wow. Now, do you know the size of our active military? Our active military, those who are on active duty, are 1,357,753. That means single adults who were allowed into the country are 180% larger than our standing military. That's double the size.
You said you were going to blow my mind, and I just want to say, with a mind-boggling statistic here, and I want to say, mind blown. That number, when you compare those two,
right.
is
mind-blowing.
Yeah.
We have accepted more young single male adults into our country, large, almost double the size of our standing military, of our active military.
So what was your response when our vice president went on Chuck Todd's show and said our border is secure and our solution to the problems we have now are amnesty, but the border is secure? Like, did you fall out of your chair laughing?
Well, no, you expected out of the senile idiots who are running the country. They lie through their teeth. I don't expect the truth from them. They lie all the way through. It is so unfortunate that in today's America, we no longer have any respect nor believe our any three-letter agency that we have in our government, whether it's the FBI, whether it's the Department of Homeland Security, whether it's the Department of Justice, whether it's the CIA, whether it's the IRS. We know that our government has been weaponized against the people, and we know that our leaders are all corrupt, who are sold and bought by China. They are purchased for a price. They are not doing their job. They are there because they want the power from the president down. And so I'm not surprised. But what shocks me is the apathy on the part of the American public. It's not enough to sit and whine to your neighbor. It's not enough to sit and complain to your neighbor or your friend or whatever. You have got to become engaged and active. That's Absolutely. The difference between the left and the right. The right complains and want to get educated about the issues. The left, all they need is tell me what to do. And they all line up and sing off the same sheet of music. And that's what we're trying to do with Act for America.
I was
going to
say, so tell us more about Act for America. This is, and you can go to just actforamerica.org. I'm on your website. Beautiful photo of you.
Thank you.
And so tell us about Act for America and how you are engaging members of Congress and what you're doing to get this story out of.
I started Act for America right after 9/11 because I wanted to protect America from all threats, foreign and domestic. At that time, radical Islamic terrorism was the only threat to the United States. You know, China wasn't the threat that it is today. I mean, we used to talk 20 years ago about the starving kids in China. Well, there are no longer starving kids in China. Iran was not developing nuclear weapons. Antifa did not exist. Black Lives Matter did not exist. MS-13 gang members were not roaming our streets the way they are now. The border was not open as it is now. So today the threat evolved. So Act for America empowers citizens to be engaged with their elected officials. And I'm proud to tell you that this year is our 20th anniversary.
That's awesome.
We have 1.7 million members. We have helped pass 138 bills on the federal level and the state level to protect the country. And so we tell people what to do. We not only educate you about the problem, we tell you what you can do about the problem.
Right.
So as you see on our website, when you go to actforamerica.org, you see Stop the Invasion. It's an Act Now campaign that we have on the website that's been signed by 3.4 million people as of this morning. And we write a letter to your elected officials. You go on, you enter your name, address, zip code, etc. We connect you with your elected officials, the federal level and the state level. We tell you, do you want to send them an email? You click confirm. We already have an email pre-written for you. With the click of a button, it goes to all.